Hi there. This is Walt the Engineer filling in for Mark Andrews today.
Walt, I'm here. Stop.
Never mind.
Walt.
Anyway, we're celebrating 11 years with Live from Jasper's Kitchen with Chef Jasper Marabli and what's her name, Toots? Oh, yeah, Kimberly Stern. She's a hot-looking chick, let me tell you.
Walt,
anyway, I'm going to sing a very special song right now.
No.
For Jasper, because I know he loves it.
Oh, my.
Trust me, he would love me to sing this song.
No singing.
All right, hit it.
No singing.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Marabli, that's Chef Marabli. And the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's Marabli, that's Chef Marabli. Bells ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Meet the Bella.
Jasper, I think you need to sing along to this.
I love this song. Play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tan
Jasper.
Bella. Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool, just like pasta, fuzzo, that's Marabli.
That's Amore, not Marabli.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love.
Jasper, stick to your day job.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're really not dreaming, signore. Me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's
you know
Marabli.
I know an Italian also.
That's Chef Marabli.
All together.
Wow.
That's Amore. How about it, Miss Kimberly?
Good morning, Jasper. That's a great way to start the
celebrating
show.
Celebrating 11 years on Live from Jasper's Kitchen, and we're here at the Hen House Market, College in Quivira. Couldn't be any better.
Did you take the right exit today?
Oh, I was here early. I was a half an hour early, Miss Kimberly.
I'm impressed, Jasper.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump for you. Speaking of hop, skip, and a jump, it's Easter weekend.
Well, it is, and you were so kind. You picked up a box of Russell
of
Stover
course,
candies
I had
for
to.
Me. It's all wrapped up for Easter.
Well, it's our special edition Easter show, and what a lineup you have. I'm hungry. It sounds delicious.
We have a fabulous lineup today. We're going to be talking to the Cajun Kitchen food truck.
Mm.
We're going to be talking to Cindy Rounds about Earth Day, and of course Slow Food is going to be out there. We have a special guest who just like dropped in.
How about it?
Andrew Cameron, who owns Donutology in Westport and the Daylight Donuts franchise, is in the Kansas City area. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Andrew.
We'll talk to you in a second.
I'm thinking donuts and Easter weekend.
Keep your mind on what we need to do next, Jay.
Well, Kimberly, my friend, it's Easter weekend, and that just spells three letters in my dictionary.
Ham. I guessed it.
There you go. So that should be the word today, ham.
Ham. If you come into the College of Quivira Hen House, come up to the table,
That's
say
right.
ham.
Tell them the Easter Bunny sent you, but, you know, you got to say ham.
You'll win a Hen House gift card or a Tippins Pie
That's right, because ham right now, spiral sliced bone-in ham, the perfect ham to make Anna Nurse's ham Easter ambrosia recipe for only $1.99 a pound, and it's from Smithfield. Of course, Kimberly, they have blackberries. You know what that means.
BOGO.
That's right.
I've got to talk to David Ball. He's got to start calling this Kimberly's BOGO.
Oh, we like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot,
Look
of course.
Those blackberries.
Maybe you don't want ham for your holiday. How about some beef tenderloin? Oh, it's so beautiful. Atlantic salmon, Kimberly.
$8.99 a pound.
Is that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Florida peaches have just arrived at the Hen House Market. They are absolutely chin-dripping delicious.
I love that it's chin-dripping season.
Ooh,
you love that.
Snow crab clusters from Alaska, $9.99 a pound. Kimberly, as I go through the ad this week, I find so many ingredients to prepare my Easter dinner. But when you turn to that one page, Kimberly, there's nothing better, and you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I know what you're talking about, and Andrew and his lovely wife, Megan, are going to go shopping for a Tippins pie for Easter tomorrow. Look at this.
Will it be a lemon supreme, key lime, French silk?
I think we're going to go with chocolate.
Oh, everybody's
French
okay.
Silk.
I did this yesterday at the restaurant. I kept asking people about the pies. Everybody talked French silk. I said, how about cherry? My Alex's in-laws are in town. I asked them, what kind of pie do you want me to pick up? And they said the same thing. But actually, Alex's mother-in-law-to-be said, any kind of pie, cherry or apple for her. So
like,
she's on my team.
You've never met a pie you didn't
bet
like.
It, baby.
The best part is any of these pies, $13 each, the Supreme, Lemon Supreme, French Silk, or Key Lime.
But just make sure you come home for the holidays at the Hen House because you can still get your family dinners. That's right. Deluxe Easter dinners are only $100. And, of course, a basic Easter dinner. How about this one, Kimberly? I'm thinking about this.
The
maybe.
Prime Rib Feast is only $150, and
my
look how it includes.
Gosh. And how about if just two of you? The Prime Rib Dinner for two, or just an Easter dinner for two. All the
60,
entrees.
70,
look at yeah. the side dishes, and includes pies. Oh, this could be a dangerous Easter. And Kimberly, don't forget, tomorrow you must pick one of these up today.
Easter, five lily blooms, $7.
Yeah, look at them. Are they? They're right in front of us. Are they absolutely beautiful?
Yeah, Mr. G does like them. But the other thing I found in here, Jasper, that has caught my sweet tooth is Tippin's carrot cake, $17.
That's Lisa's favorite. Absolute favorite.
It is amazing. You know, my friend Ron Ruggles, who is the editor of Nation's Restaurant News
posted
a picture of like a 12-layer carrot cake yesterday.
Seriously?
12 layers.
I bet Carmen can eat that 12-layer.
I bet he
As long
could.
As it has lemon meringue on, because he has to have his lemon meringue on everything. Oh, Ron, that's
amazing.
Something else.
You know what? We have one other very special guest today. He just opened Freshwater KC Fine Dining.
How about
Chef
this?
Chef Calvin Davis. We're going to be talking to him.
We found
Busy
something
guy.
Out very interesting about him and his pedigree.
And his legacy, that's right.
I say pedigree.
Pedigree and legacy.
Was that quick?
That was very, Jasper.
No script, Jasper. One take, Jay.
That's a scary.
Well, Kimberly, he's here. I'm hungry. You take the interview because I'm eating a donut. I'm talking Donutology.
Well, we're going to just chat real quickly with Andrew Cameron because, Andrew, you have so much going on at Donutology in Westport.
Yeah, it just keeps getting busier and busier, and we wouldn't have it any other way, really.
And it's family-friendly, but, of course, adults love it. It's a great date-night place. Last Saturday, we had the Mini Cooper Car Club. Like 70 Mini Cooper enthusiasts roll into the shop, and we were on TV. It was crazy. You were on TV.
It was incredible. They had a program called Tour de Donut, and they decided to stop at our store.
Is that cool?
It was fantastic.
You were the first stop all day. And you've got some really special things coming up for the summer. I don't think you probably want to reveal everything yet. And something else will be taking off soon, too.
Yeah, think ice cream and donuts together. We're really excited about our summer program. Yeah. And it's turning out to be really good.
Are we talking a donut, Sammy?
We might be.
We might be, Jasper. He just said the secret word. The other thing, you are going to be participating July 22nd at the Foodie Chick event in Park Place with Damian Garcia of Union Horse. And
Damian's coming in the dinner tonight at the restaurant. He brought a bunch of Dark Horse in. Dark Horse, I did it again.
Union Horse. It's almost,
Union Horse
it was
last
his
night.
Birthday.
How about it?
Yeah, so cool. We are going to sign off now for a commercial break.
That's right. Well, we got to share some of these donuts, Ms. Kimberly.
Let's do it.
Oh, it's Easter weekend for the special edition live from Jasper's Kitchen. Don't go nowhere, my friends. Kimberly Stern and I will be right back right after these messages on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
I was just given a big surprise. How about that?
Jordan, your future son-in-law and his father, and I feel like I know Jordan.
How about
it's
it?
Only through social media. He said,
That's
no,
right.
We've never met.
Aww.
Alex's groom-to-be.
That's right. They're here for the big shower this weekend.
Big
and, of course,
shower.
They spend Easter weekend with us. We are live from Jasper's Kitchen, and I'm telling you, it's a wonderful Easter show. Of course, Kimberly, it's our special edition this year. And you come to the Hen House Market, and all you do is think Easter this year, I'll tell you.
That's right. Everything from Russell Stover candy to
course,
ham.
Spiral sliced ham with that Anna Nurse Ambrosia Easter ham recipe. Maybe you'd like some prime rib or a Kansas City strip. But, Kimberly, you know what time it is, don't you?
Pie time?
It's time to talk Tippin's pies. And we're talking chocolate, strawberry, banana cream, lemon meringue. What do you have over there? I see you looking at some pies there, Miss Kimberly.
I'm just staring at this. You know, I do.
Get your eyes off that French
pie
silk pie.
Makes me happy. $13.
That's right.
Bucks.
It should. It should. And let's just say you want to have a quick, maybe something that you have to bring to an Easter dinner.
Yeah.
How about a Tippin's quiche or some of that delicious banana nut butter? bread. Oh, my.
Tippins carrot cake. And, of course, there's time to order your own dinner, entree, sides, and all.
That's right. You can come over to the Hen House Market, and you just come home to Hen House every holiday. But Easter, it's made easy at your local Hen House Market. Kimberly, what do I have here? What's this wine barrel?
Well, Cindy Reynolds, who, of course, is the co-owner of Somerset Ridge Vineyard and Winery in Somerset, is going to be talking with us later. She just gave us Wine Barrel. They have their own new soy candles.
Is that something else?
It's unbelievable. Cindy, thank you.
Wow. Oh, you're welcome.
Wow.
Cindy,
it smells just like a wine barrel, doesn't it?
Well, it
really does.
I mean, it how long did you go through testing all this?
Oh, that takes some time.
Yeah,
you test the wine first,
it's like
of course.
Testing the wine, the candles.
Do you have a little drink of wine before you test the candles?
Of course.
That's mandatory.
I always say I'm the luckiest chef in the world because I work in, I think, one of the best Italian kitchens where I get to taste pasta every day. But you work in the winery. You own the winery. And, ooh, I'd have that glass of toasting every day, I'll tell you that. Look at that face. She's not answering me.
She isn't. She's keeping quiet on that one. Smart woman, Cindy. So if you're driving by College in Quivira Hen House, come in. Say the secret word, which is?
Right. Ham. That's right. H-A-M. We have gift certificates, $25 gift certificates, and we have many Tippins pies to give away.
Certificates, not the actual pies. They have to go work for the pie. They
have
to go
they can have it today, tomorrow. They can get it next week, next summer. Don't matter. Bring a pie to the world's
game.
Don't
matter, Jay.
Oh, no, it don't. Kimberly, Cindy's going to join us a little later in the show.
She is.
But right now, there's a food truck pulling up, and I think has a little Cajun New Orleans Southern ring to it.
Let's go for it.
I'm thinking gumbo right now on KCMO.
Kimberly, I just love that New Orleans music.
I do too, Jasper. And you know what's even better? When you have some New Orleans food to go with it.
Oh, let me tell you something. This jambalaya may be one of my favorites, Kimberly.
And you know, we have the owner of the Cajun Cabin food truck, Mark Druin, and he probably will tell us maybe a little background about that jambalaya.
Sure. Well, knowing you, you'll probably get a secret out of him like you do most people. Oh, you're embarrassing sometimes.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can we
do that again, Brad?
You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of John C. Smith and his buttermilk
pie. I know exactly what I was talking about.
I get that all the time. That's all right.
All right. Well, it's so good to have you on the show this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Cajun Cabin, Miss Kimberly. Let me tell you, this is one truck. I'd be holding on to the back of it. They could. What do you call that when you hold on to it and they'd be dragging me around town? That's me. I'd be knocking on that door. Open up. Give me some orders and that corn chowder. Well, let's talk. I mean, come on. Authentic New Orleans Cajun food.
That's right.
You cater to any party, wedding, businesses.
Yes, we do.
And this is a true outdoor truck, of course. But what made you want to get into the business and start, you know, Cajun? I mean, you got to have some great background with this.
Yeah, well, there's sort of a story behind it. We are born and raised in New Orleans and actually went through, were around for Katrina. And at the time, we had a community center. In downtown New Orleans, about a mile and a half from the Superdome. And so our building didn't get damaged, but our local support, because we were heavily supported by the local community, and a lot of that got washed up. So shortly after, we actually began a stationary trailer that we began to sell food out of to help support the community center.
Wow.
And so the seed of it began then. And then fast forward, we felt like it was a good time to make a move. We had some other friends that had moved from New Orleans to Kansas City and had some different connections here. So 2009, me and my wife moved here, and we had the idea that we were going to start a business. And so the seed of the idea began in New Orleans, and it was probably about 2 years after we actually arrived that we actually began the truck. So
what do you enjoy most about it? Obviously, you love the cuisine.
Yeah, we love the food that we make. You know, being a transplant and beginning a mobile business was really a blessing because we were able to get to know the city, just having a mobile business and meet people from all over the city and meet a lot of people that maybe we wouldn't have if we wouldn't have started something mobile. And so I really enjoy that. There's a real appetite for good Cajun food here in Kansas City. And so meet a lot of people from the South that have moved here for different reasons. Some were transplants from Kansas, from Katrina. Others relocated for work or what have you. And so it's been a lot of fun.
So you were voted, I think, by The Pitch as the number three food truck.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Cajun food, yeah.
Cajun food truck.
Right.
And that's Reader's Choice.
That's
right.
That's right. And yeah, we came in the top three 2 years in a row. It was actually for best Cajun food. I don't think we had made the food truck part of it, but that was fine. There's a lot of food trucks on the road.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's more alternatives now than there were when we first started, coming up on 6 years. That we've in June of this year, it makes 6 years. And so, yeah, that was a real honor.
Well, I have to tell you, as a restaurateur, I know some of the biggest challenges in the business. But I'm a brick and mortar, so sometimes it's a little bit different. I can't imagine, you know, myself in the truck, because I have everything at my disposal all the time.
Right.
You have to be highly organized. What are some of the other challenges?
Well, for a food truck in the Midwest, one of the biggest challenges is dealing with winter.
Exactly.
And so trying to still make a living throughout the winter, this past winter, you know, hasn't been bad at all. And so we try to go year-round. We also cater. Our food kind of lends itself where we can bring it indoors and cater it indoors. And then we actually created a separate catering, I'm going to say a company. It's still part of Cajun Cabin, but it's called Florida Lee Catering. And so it's a broader menu than what we can just take out on the truck, but it's exclusively for special order catering.
So you talked about being from New Orleans and having people from the South come up to the food truck,
oh, yeah,
eat your food. I'm sure you're swapping stories.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your most popular dishes?
Well, jambalaya is the one that really people come hunting us down for. And that's helped pay the mortgage, thankfully. And so, and if we don't have it and people come looking for it, you're not going to have some unhappy people. So always be sure that we have the jambalaya on the menu and on the truck. And then also the shrimp and corn chowder is a big favorite. It's actually taken from a recipe from New Orleans for crawfish and corn soup. And so we did a little modification to it, added some boiled potatoes and crab oil, and came up with shrimp and corn chowder, and people love it. So.
So what makes your food authentic?
Well, I usually say because we're authentic and we're born.
You did, Jasper.
Very good. I like that answer.
We're born and raised, bred and spread from New Orleans. So, and nothing comes out of a can or a box. We make everything from scratch. So.
Well, I'll tell you, it's great because this weekend, Flights of Fancy Kite Fest, you're going to be there. Of course, the Kansas City Food Truck Rally, 18th of McGee, is always great. You'll be there in May.
Yep.
And this is going to be huge. And this is one of my favorite events all year long, the Union Station celebration at the station.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of
Memorial
our favorites,
weekend.
Too. It's great.
So
that's huge.
It,
really,
it is.
That's
something
huge.
We've been doing it 4 or 5 years now.
And, of course, people can go online to CajunCabin.org. They can follow you on Facebook or Twitter
that's
to
right.
find out about where you are,
yes,
what you're doing.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. You just keep making that jambalaya and, of course, that little corn chowder
yes,
with
sir.
Some shrimp in there. And
yeah.
Kimberly? We made it. You didn't even ask him for secrets. Now. You didn't get nothing out of this man.
Well, I was kind of doing eye contact with him, and it's like, is he going to?
Creole seasoning. He's got some other stuff. There's something spicy in
there. There's something different.
Oh, we don't give away secrets.
In that tub light. Okay, desserts. Jasper and I have a huge sweet tooth.
Oh.
What do you do for
bread pudding.
There you go.
Yeah, we do. And, in fact, my wife is the cook on that, and she got it from her mother. And bread pudding with a butter rum sauce.
Oh.
And so it is amazing.
Someone brought me from down in down south Dr. Pepper soaked bread, and they made it into a bread pudding, but they soaked the bread with Dr. Pepper.
Is it good?
And, are you kidding me? And then they caramelized the Dr. Pepper into a sauce on top. I said, come on, I got to move down south.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, New Orleans is my favorite city. So, well, Kimberly, here you go again. You batted 500, 600 here. No, we batted 1,000.
I think batted 1,000.
Yeah, what did you say 500? Come on, what did I say that for?
Well, Mark brought the chowder in for us. He brought us in the jambalaya and, of course, his sparkling personality and his tales of, you know, out of a horrific tragedy.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, so many good things came out of Katrina after...
Right. After the water receded.
After the water receded. It was, so... It's such a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, my friends, like Kimberly just said, make sure you check out the website, CajunCabin.org. Kimberly, I got this bread pudding on my mind now.
I think we need to go raid his truck.
Oh, well. Oh, I like your style. This is Jasper Morabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
Celebrating 11 years right here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market College in Quivira. You need to come on out right now, Miss Kimberly, because I'm telling you, it's an Easter extravaganza. Extravaganza.
Very good, Jasper.
Do you like that?
People are in here buying all the goods for tomorrow. Everything
That's right.
from lilies to centerpieces to pies to hams. And putting in their orders for their dinners.
That's right. And I'm telling you right now, we've been giving away some Tippins pies.
Tippins pies, gift certificates. What is the secret word? Ham.
Did you hear her?
That was a little ham.
Sounded like a little Easter bunny saying
ham. It did.
Ham.
That was Cindy Reynolds of Somerset Ridge Vineyard and Winery. That was very good, Cindy.
We're teasing everybody right now because Cindy's going to be on with us after this next interview because Cindy has a lot to talk about what's going on in the vineyard.
A lot. And we're going to talk about Earth Day, too, which is next weekend.
I'll tell you what. It's springtime, and she showed us a special picture. We'll talk about that. We can't tell what it is.
And we've got some fragrant candles that I bet anything Somerset Ridge is selling.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Hey, did you see who just walked by, that stock boy?
David Ball.
David Ball.
I know.
It just says David on the shirt.
He's on. I mean, every Saturday when we do a show, if he's in town, he's
he
around.
He knows where we're at, Miss Kimberly.
And he cruises those aisles.
He knows when you're asleep. He knows when you're, you know.
Isn't he talented?
He knows everything about what's going on with us.
I have an idea. I think you should sing while you make the fresh mozzarella at the table. What do you think?
Hey, how about it?
Kimberly,
let's do it. Let's add another element.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's the more.
Jordan and Alex don't know this.
What's that?
But
are you singing at the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, they know about my niece and myself. We've been practicing for Greece. We do a duo. Is that a duo? Is that what you call it?
From Greece. You know every
That's
single
right.
line
Summer
from Greece.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Jordan, you've got to stop it now.
Beauty school dropout. Okay. No graduation day for me.
Oh, my.
Well, Jasper, we need to get along here. We have one of the hottest new chefs, Calvin Davis, who just opened Freshwater KC.
Let's talk to him. Let's talk fish right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. Jasper, you know, Kansas City, I don't know what the current statistics are on how many new restaurants open, but there are some that just stand far above, heads above the crowd. And we are lucky enough to have the chef owner from one that just opened up like days ago.
I like this a lot.
With us, Calvin Davis, who attended CIA in Hyde Park. He's from Kansas City. And his lineage includes Rich Davis, who, of course, was KC Masterpiece. And Calvin was sharing with us before we went on air that he had a childhood much like yours, Jasper.
Exactly.
As soon as they could hoist him onto a milk crate,
he was washing
dishes.
You got to start him young. So that's put me in the restaurant business. I'm coming up on two decades at the ripe old age of 27.
I love it. So did that inspire you? I mean, washing dishes or just seeing the whole operation?
You know, I grew up in the restaurants, so you know, it was, I always knew that restaurants were there for me. I originally went to college for journalism down at MSU, but I was still working. I was working at a country club at that time, and after 2 years of that, pretty much realized that, you know, restaurants were at the backup. That's what I wanted to be doing. So, and I was running a catering company as well, and So I decided to take the leap and head up to New York and go to CIA. So
the stage was set.
I'll tell you what I'm very impressed about him right now, Kimberly. He's very relaxed.
He's very
chef restaurateur, brand new restaurant, 3 days old. But let's just jump right into this. The name of the restaurant, Freshwater. Take it from here, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of people ask if we're a seafood restaurant, which I knew was going to come up. It's kind of a two-pronged meaning. We're a local restaurant. We only use locally sourced food, hence all of the fish that we do serve, which is about 25% of the menu, is freshwater fish that we source regionally. The other half of the meaning is, you know, freshwater is the basis for any community to build, and we want this to be a community experience. We put fine dining under the name, and just to kind of show that it's more than a restaurant. You know, it's a full experience. It's immersive.
And you're not afraid to use that word fine dining, because I like what you said. It's fine dining, but I read online you say at neighborhood prices.
Yeah. So for our soft openings, what we were doing 10 to 12 course tasting menus with beverage pairings. We did a beer dinner, a couple wine dinners, and for food and beverage, 10 to 12 courses, it was anywhere from $60 to the most expensive was $95. So well below you know, an average 10-course tasting menu.
No doubt.
And you know, you're in an interesting part of, is it called the Valentine neighborhood?
Valentine, Roanoke.
Kind of
it's
on
both
the fringe.
Both acceptable, yeah. Yeah. Technically, our zip code is Westport Entertainment District still, so I don't consider it part of that. But
a lot of our listeners will know you're north of Missy B's.
North of Missy, two blocks north,
right.
Across the street, yeah.
And a little strip of brick buildings, right?
Yep.
That have been there on Southwest Traffic Way for a long time.
Well, they've been there. They were built in the 20s.
They were.
Yeah. I mean, they've been around for a very long time.
Wow.
A lot of history in those buildings. Never had a restaurant in it before, though, so we're excited to bring something new there. And you know, and that's the other thing is you know, we want to bring people from all over the city, but we want to be there for the people of the neighborhood. And the people in the neighborhood are really excited about it. We got to, you know, getting consent is a big part of the process for liquor licensing here in Kansas City. And the neighborhood was so supportive of it. And I just could not be more thankful to them. And they've been great, great guests and patrons already. So
part of being a chef owner, as Jasper well knows, is being a consensus builder. I mean, you've got to have that skill.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's very true.
So where do you find inspiration for your dishes? And then Jasper's going to talk to you about the way you cook.
Okay. Well, you know, I start, you know, like I said, we're a locally sourced restaurant. So, my day pretty much starts, being on the phone with farms, seeing what's available. I do a lot of work with Powell Gardens, who is just
excellent.
Absolutely incredible. You know, I see what's coming in. I pretty much get whatever I can. And then, once I see it and it's in my hands at the restaurant, we just kind of go from there. You know, we don't do a lot of precursory thinking. We like to let it be kind of an organic process, and you know, it's kind of the job of chefs to find where your line is when it comes to manipulating ingredients and knowing when you need to manipulate an ingredient, when you just need to let it be its own natural piece and
right.
manipulate it
stand
as little as possible.
Well.
Yeah, so.
Chef, I want to give you a little, not a test. I would never give another chef a test. I want to throw something at you. I'm going to give you a basket right here.
Okay.
Let's play like a little game.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some local shrimp.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some fresh herbs, maybe some flour and eggs,
mm-hmm.
and some butter.
That was
local butter, shadow butter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to keep this all local, including the shrimp.
Well, that's funny because I actually just wrote a menu with something like this on it. So I do.
We didn't talk about this before.
No,
we didn't talk. Yeah. I do a lot of fresh pasta, you know, which Jasper, I know. You certainly have a hand at, so I won't. It won't be strictly Italian, but I hope that
I was going for the pasta with the eggs and flour.
Yeah. So what I think what I do is I'd shell the shrimp, take the shells off, and I don't believe in waste at all. We almost waste zero food at the restaurant.
I like that a
everything,
lot.
Any vegetable scrap, everything goes into stock. You know, we really try to find a use for everything. So shrimp shells, get those. Make a nice shellfish stock out of those. Take the shrimp out of the shell. Make a filling from the meat. Make enolotes. Jasper knows is a folded stuffed pasta. Kind of looks like a little miniature envelope. So some shrimp enolotes. Take that shellfish stock, reduce it down, chill it, and then fold it into some excellent quality chateau butter to make a beurre crevette, which is a classic French compound butter, and then just garnish with the herbs and whatever beautiful vegetables we have on hand.
Could we expect to see that on a menu at some time?
You can definitely. I just put that on a tasting menu for wine dinner we have coming up.
Kimberly, do you love this guy or what?
I love him.
30 minutes already. We've
without
been
a beat.
And
you could just
how
see
about
the
that? I've never done
turning.
That with a chef before, but
you
I felt pretty confident.
That's going to be part of our show now.
I was going to say,
oh,
you should
like
do a segment. You can just get somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
And you've got a great wine program too, Calvin.
Yeah. It's a very, you know, we took a real gamble with the wine program, and so far people have really taken to it. They really enjoy it. You know, our focus was we wanted to go outside the norms of wine. We still wanted to stick, you know, we want to be able to offer great product at a fair price. So we went to a lot of lesser known regions in Europe. And the thinking behind that is, you know, out in California, these are only first and second generation winemakers, and they're still paying their mortgage. So just because of that reason alone, their wine has to be more expensive. I think California wine is great. I love it, but it's inherently more expensive for that reason. So we went to Europe, a lot of 8th, 10th generation winemakers who own their land outright. They make some, and then, but they're not from the, you know, the Bordeaux and Burgundies. They're from, you know, the Douro in Portugal or, you know, Ribera del Duero, which is actually the same river in Spain. A lot of these lesser known regions where these incredible wines are being made, that we can offer. You know, we don't. No one pays over $10 a glass for a glass of wine at the restaurant, and most of our wines are $15 to $30 a bottle.
So very accessible.
I like your thinking. I really do. I wish you the most success. I cannot wait to dine with you, my friend.
Thank you.
I mean,
we look forward to having you in.
And Kimberly, like you said at the beginning of the show, he's got the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the grandfather alone, come on, Rich Davis, and the father in the business.
Before Rich, did Rich know that you were, that this was in your game plan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gramps was... He was always, he's so supportive of all his grandkids.
You have your hand on your mouth and up here. I wish people could see right there.
Yeah.
It looks like Dr. Davis I'm talking to, you know, younger. This is something else. I'm overwhelmed right now with this interview, my friend. Well, thank you for coming on the show. You got promised to come on back.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. It was a real pleasure.
We're going to come down and see you. Kimberly, how about it? Freshwater. We now know what the meaning is.
Freshwater Fine Dining. We're there.
Check out their website, freshwaterkc.com. The address is
3711 Southwest Traffic Way.
And the phone number?
Phone number is 816-492-6861.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for coming on. Kimberly, another great interview. I can't say you discovered him in Kansas City, but we're one of the first to get him on the show and interview him.
That's right.
I love it a lot. Thank you so much. This is Jasper Miraboli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, 710.
This is Jasper
and Kimberly
and Cindy Reynolds, and we are here live from Jasper's Kitchen with a special Easter weekend live from Jasper's Kitchen radio show.
We've had such fabulous interviews. Ooh. The Cajun Cabin, the Freshwater, which everyone is buzzing about that, of course, and now Miss Cindy. And, of course, we had a special appearance by Andrew of Donatology.
Of course, we just met a gentleman just now who I met years ago at the Culinary Center.
Tim.
How about it?
He's from Louisiana. He used to have a catering company. I think we need to talk to him.
I'm thinking I'm going to have him come over and cook over at Mindy's at the Olive Tree.
There you go.
Kimberly, I'm telling everyone right now, it's the holiday of the season, of course. It's spring, and it's happy Easter time. Get your spiral sliced bone-in hams right now. Smithfield, only $1.99 a pound.
You were almost wrapping that.
Oh,
I kind of
yes.
got a wrap, didn't
oh,
you?
How about that?
Cindy?
Well, I'm using my radio voice, Miss Kimberly, and Walt back in the studio is giving me some little hints of my ignorance.
Thanks, Walt.
Kimberly, that's what he's going to do. Instead of sing while making fresh mozzarella, he's going to rap.
Okay,
that's right.
We got
that's
it.
Right.
Rapping Jasper.
Rap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you make mozzarella while doing that?
You heard it first here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen.
Aww.
I love it, Cindy.
And we
You're
stretch
a
and we
genius.
Pull, and we add a little bit of Ren and Ma. And, moon hits your eye like a big mozzarella.
In fact, you were on Facebook Live with Jill Silva.
That's
this
right.
Week.
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
making,
you did. Did you see it?
Mozzarella.
I did.
And
it was fabulous.
She did another article afterwards about that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, something big's coming up, the Ricotta project, but we're not going to talk no more
no, we're
about
not.
That. That's it.
No more. We're not going to talk no more.
No more. We're done with that. We need to talk wine. We need to talk slow food. And, of course, the big Earth Day events.
Can I say one thing first?
Please.
The Roastery Drive-Thru opened this week, officially.
I was there.
And there's a huge contest going on right now. You could win Roastery for a year. Wow. And you're even eligible, Jasper.
Really?
Just get online, follow the Roastery on Facebook, and see how you can win. But the drive-thru is at 2663 Southwest Boulevard. It's fabulous. Great customer service.
I love it.
Incredible coffee.
I love it.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
So, coffee to wine. Hi.
Hello there. happy Saturday.
I have to say something about Cindy. Cindy is always there when slow food needs her. Seriously.
Oh, my.
She comes through, and I bug her so much with emails and texts. And, Cindy, you know we adore you and everything you do in Kansas City and what you bring to the table, the local wine. I mean, seriously, I mean, going out to Somerset Ridge, I brag about this. I tell everybody, it's like going back to Italy. It's like going to Napa Valley and harvesting the grapes
you.
And just sitting out there in the afternoon today, this weekend. How beautiful.
You know, it is gorgeous, and we're right in the middle of bud break in the vines.
Dennis just texted.
He did.
A picture.
Wow.
He just
Dennis,
sent
your husband.
He sent me a great picture of the Cabernet Franc vines budding out. And, you know, usually we don't have bud break till, you know, mid-April, something like that, just for the start of it. But
right.
The different varieties have been starting to bud out the last couple, 3 weeks.
Is that because of kind of this crazy bipolar weather that we're having?
Yeah, and as long as we don't have a late freeze, we're going to do great. And, you know, when you're a farmer, you're addicted to the 10-day forecast.
Right.
And I can assure you, because I look at it 23 times a day, that there's no frost, at least in the forecast, for the next 10 days.
Brian Busby was in for lunch yesterday, and I cornered him. And we're talking about this and that, and everybody has to come and ask him about the weather and everything. And I said, man, don't you get tired of hearing that? He said, you get tired of making meatballs? I said, no.
There you go.
I guess no, but the 10-day forecast, that's us
deal.
In the Midwest.
So, Cindy, do you have that alert that comes in the middle of the night from the National Weather Service about the freeze warnings, floods, blah, blah, blah?
I do.
Mr. G. We get those in the middle of the night. I have no idea why. He doesn't farm. I've got to ask
him. He's a news addict. He's just a news addict. It's all right.
I got to tell you something very quickly. I'm getting a text right now. Guess who from?
Who?
Miss Kay Tucker.
Are you
Cindy's
kidding?
Cindy's mom is listening right now.
Wonderful.
That's how we actually met Cindy.
A wonderful
going
artist.
Out to lunch, and she cooked our first lunch out there.
Well, let's talk about, of course, you have events at the winery almost all, every weekend.
Something's going on. Sure.
You've always got food trucks.
Yep.
And some kind of event. On April 22nd, it's Earth Day.
That's right.
And you're doing an event, of course,
with Slow Food.
With Slow Food KC.
Because immediately Cindy stepped up to the plate, and it's just not having a food truck. You're doing something really unique with the food truck that day.
Well, I think it'll be fun. So we're hoping for a beautiful day. We've got a couple things going on. We've got Kate from Best Buffalo Company.
Wow.
Who's bringing her 100% grass-fed local buffalo, and we're going to make little buffalo sliders. But we're going to top those with that delicious cheese from our friends at Skyview Farms.
Is this local or what?
Yeah.
It's very local.
Yeah.
And Best Buffalo's in Lewisburg, right? That's
exactly right. They're just our neighbors.
Right.
And 100% grass-fed buffalo. So we thought, well, that'd be fun, shine a little light on some other local producers.
Yeah.
A little glass of wine.
We'll be putting a little shovel in the ground for our slow food garden.
We will. And, you know, that's the other funny thing. Usually you think of not putting in a lot of these plants until, what was the tradition? You know, always Mother's Day.
We did, right, exactly.
You'd put out your flowers this year.
Especially in Missouri and Kansas.
No, I think we're good to go. I think we do it.
So what time does it start?
2:00.
2:00. And there's
Saturday.
No cover charge.
No. Come on out.
But, of course, there's a charge for food and drink.
Sure, but you know what? We got a lot going on. It'll be lots of fun. The live music is going, and lots of local producers.
On a Saturday, and I have to be at work at 5.
It's quick.
I think I'll have a few little sips of some local vino before work, Mr. Leonard. So be prepared.
Be prepared.
That's right.
Frozen sangria, maybe.
We'll bring our connoisseur Lisa Mirabli for that.
So what's new out at Somerset? I know you introduced the hard cider, and of course you'll be loving that.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
So it's called Lucky Dog Sparkling
Hard
Cider.
I should have put that. I've been waiting. Yeah.
Yeah, Lucky Dog, and we of course source our apples right down the road from our friends at Lewisburg Cider Mill.
Wow.
We love them so much.
Local.
Yeah. So the sparkling hard apple cider is available by the glass and by the bottle. It's starting to be in lots of different restaurants and bars. So that's fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent, and of course. What else do you have going on? You've got these. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's funny that I just brought you a little present.
Are you selling these in the gift shop?
Well, there's a few, but, okay.
The gift shop,
wait,
the
me
wine
just tell
tasting
the
room is something else.
You guys are being so nice. It's we make these local candles, and I happened to bring you a little gift of the wine barrel scent just because I thought that was kind of fun. But
it smells just, I mean, you hit
Jasper's
it.
Jasper's been, like, sniffing this candle.
I'm going to sip this. I'm going to melt it down and drink it.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, I'm
and,
glad you like it.
Yeah, it's a soy candle, which I love soy.
Well, I know you've looked outside, and it's gorgeous. Uh-huh. And we've got the alpacas all afternoon at the winery.
Oh, wow.
The alpacas. Chef Carmen will be doing authentic tapas and paella and stuff.
What do the alpacas do?
Oh, they love you up.
Come
Elvis.
On.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like a 5-piece band or
no,
something.
No,
the real
I
alpaca.
Mean, my you little mean... neighbors, the alpacas down the road, they're coming for a visit today.
Are
and you
they?
Can Oh yeah, they love you. Elvis is my favorite. Little Elvis the alpaca, he's a sweet pea.
Aww.
And they'll kind of muzzle up to you and they make the cutest little noise.
So they're not like llamas who spit at
no,
you.
No, they can spit a little bit, which, you know, but the alpacas, they're just little babies.
And speaking of animals, sometimes you can bring your pup, your canine. You have
practically
a couple
required.
Of times during the summer, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
Or every...
Yeah, we're always dog-friendly.
Dog-friendly.
And
are you giraffe-friendly? Because, you know, there's a new giraffe in this world
I
today.
I know.
That's right.
I had been watching.
April
watching.
Had
she
the baby.
She had the baby.
Yep.
You know
Jasper saw it.
If I had the gestation period of 16 months, I'd want to have that damn baby, too. Aww. Let's just get this
Mindy,
deal done.
Mindy from Owl Trigger, she's texting me.
16
Kate
months.
Kate, we're all texting each other this morning, and Terry Warren saying, push. Are you kidding?
And I was at WDAF this morning with the Roastery and Rob Collins, one of the anchors. He was wearing a giraffe mask.
April. Aww.
So we're going to see Cindy and Slow Food at the winery.
Or just go out to the winery for Easter weekend.
That's
Come
right.
On, what a
Are you open tomorrow?
Time.
We're open today.
Today.
Closed tomorrow for
okay.
Easter, but
That's
then
right.
We're always open Wednesday through Sunday, right down the road from the Lewisburg Cider Mill.
Aww. Thank you, Cindy. It's always a
thank
pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You and Dennis are something else, and we appreciate all you bring to Kansas City with the Kansas City Local Winery right in our backyard.
That's right.
What a great show we had today. It's Easter weekend. We wish everyone a wonderful weekend, Miss Kimberly.
With family and friends, eat good food, eat ham.
That's right. I'm going to have a great day because my son-in-law-to-be and his family's with me. So happy Easter to everybody. Buona Pasqua to all my friends and family.
I love it when you talk Italian.
We will
happy
see you next
Easter.
Weekend. Happy Easter to you, Cindy.
Thank you.